Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Danielle Steppelfield, and Danielle is going to be teaching a class through extended education that's called Beginning Market Farming. Danielle, tell me a little bit about your background in agriculture.
Well, it started actually in Humboldt County. Probably about 12 years ago, I had finished college and had been teaching outdoor education to kids, and I realized where I was most interested in environmental issues was from the food production side, feeling like humans' production of food is sort of the way we're impacting the earth the most. And I thought, I want to learn about farming. And so I read about this wonderful internship at a place called Sandy Bar Ranch in Orleans. And I had no idea at the time that Orleans was as far away from the Central Valley and the foothills of the Sierras where I was at the time. But it was a beautiful drive and a beautiful place to visit. And so I worked there for a year learning about permaculture, and they have goats and chickens. And from there also, I was in the middle of applying to graduate schools and went down to UC Davis to do a master's in international agricultural development. From there, I went on to work with California Farm Link. It's an organization that connects beginning farmers with retiring farmers with the goal of helping new farmers with the basic skills to get started and providing them a lot of information about startup and business planning, and then also with retiring farmers to help them come up with plans for their property to keep it in agriculture, large-scale and small-scale farmers. And then worked with urban gardeners in Cleveland, Ohio, where I just was for a few years. And that was really eye-opening. It was an amazing side of Cleveland to see, because it's otherwise a very run-down large city. It's kind of a...
You don't really think of having open areas and having gardens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sort of the industrial rust belt, and it's not doing so well economically. But there, they have wonderful community groups, neighborhood building coalitions, and they have over 200 gardens in the city. Some of them based on school lands and dating back to Victory Gardens from World War II, some even before that. So I really learned the role of urban gardening and the role it has in food security, because we were at the extension program, we're particularly working with low-income neighborhoods, low-income communities. And so you would see there that folks would be eating fruits and vegetables at a rate that was significantly higher than others in their same demographic. And they were much healthier, much more active. And then also those neighborhoods were more unified as well. And the garden really brought neighbors out together to get to know each other. And there also the role of food security, seeing that people, if they had the inclination and the interest in gardening and enjoyed spending their time in the garden so they could put that time in that way, it really spread their food budget. And also you had the issues of food deserts, with them being in parts of the city where there weren't good grocery stores to buy produce or anything very fresh or healthy for their families.
So this class that you're going to be offering on beginning market farming, you definitely then see a need in this community. I mean, I know there's a lot of interest in buying local. So you see that there might be room for growth in the area of market farming.
Well, I guess I'm seeing also just that there's interest in young people around here in becoming farmers. And I think because we have wonderful examples, there's farms around here that are actively engaging with the community and are providing wonderful models of not only providing great food, but also providing educational workshops and places for people to learn about gardening and, you know, doing things with families through CSA baskets. And so I think there's definitely an interest, and it's a place that's growing. And then I see a lot of the young folks in Humboldt related to HSU are then going to be moving elsewhere, can take that energy with them.
You have some great examples here in Humboldt County of young farmers. You know, historically, young people haven't been encouraged, at least in the last maybe 40 years, to go on and become a farmer. So there's something about Humboldt County maybe that's different, or maybe it's what you were talking about, kind of, you know, that mentorship of some of those older farmers mentoring some of those younger farmers.
Mm-hmm. Deborah Giroux, our county extension farm advisor, is also actively working on some programs to support beginning farmers. And she's working with Steve Schwartz at California Farm Link to try and provide loans for farm startup costs. And she's really looking into that to try and support resources for beginning farmers. I was reading this earlier. The number of farmers under the age of 35 has actually gone down something like almost 50% since between 1992 and 2002. So there's fewer and fewer young farmers. So what is going to happen to our food supply, you know, on a larger scale?
And this class is going to, when is it going to meet?
It will start the first Friday in October, which is October 2nd, and it'll be going until the last Friday before Thanksgiving week, so that's November 20th.
And it meets from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, and it's going to meet on campus. We don't know which room it's going to be in yet. Give the Office of Extended Education a call at 826-3731. We can have that information for you. And so who are some of the people that are going to come and speak?
I feel real excited about the lineup of folks that are going to come. This class started, well, there's been a class on campus teaching students gardening and farming skills at the Arcata Educational Farm down in Bayside. Last year, it was under the new title of Food Systems and Society. And this year, myself and Rachel Seaman-Varner were going to teach that. And it was full. There was a lot of interest, but unfortunately, it's not required for a major in order to graduate. It was just an elective. So it got cut with all the budget cuts that are happening at the university. So this was sort of a reconfiguration of it and cutting it down and going through extended ed and trying to offer it for as low of a price as possible. And it's just one credit now. But so I've kind of focused in on this beginning farmer skills subset of information. So we have Deborah Giroux coming to speak. She's, as I said earlier, she's with Cooperative Extension for the county. And then Steve Schwartz, the executive director for California FarmLink. He is based in Sonoma County, and he's going to come up too and talk about farm business planning and also about land tenure options. A lot of folks know about renting and they all wish that they could own, but there's so many different choices in between. And there's many different examples around the country of people doing long-term leases and community land trust models that really opened our eyes to what the possibilities are for how to have access to land and start your farming operation. We're going to be working down at the Arcata Ed Farm, as I mentioned, so the farmers there are going to be doing compost building in October, and then in early November, we're hoping to get in on some garlic and leek transplanting, and then we're going to do a farm tour. I've spoken with Eddie Tanner at Deep Seated Farm and Kevin Cunningham with Shake Fork Community Farm. They're both fairly new farmers, at least with running their own businesses, and to learn a little bit about their operations, but also to learn their perspective as new farmers. And how did they find their niche? How did they decide to go the direction they're doing through CSAs? And talk to them about some of those beginning farmer topics. And then I'm excited to have Suzanne Simpson do an overview of food preservation techniques, extending your crop, how to can it, freeze it, dry it, choices like that that offer the small-scale farmer more options.
Who do you think will be interested in a class like this?
I think it could meet a lot of people's interests. I hope that we'll get a good sampling of people coming in for different reasons. I think there's definitely the students who want to work on farms, young folks who dream of running their own farm someday, and maybe not so young folks who also still have that dream. But then also the home gardeners who are enjoying gardening and expanding year by year and thinking like, oh, maybe I should put a farm stand out on the road or bring something to market, and how to learn about direct selling. And then also I think general community members, there's so much interest in local eating and localizing our food systems that I think anyone who wants to understand more about the farmer's perspective and know more from the production side and maybe just get some hands-on experience themselves at the Arcata Ed Farm where they run a CSA, that would be good for folks who are just advocates for local food systems.
So that's just a sampling of the people that are going to come, but you're going to have every week a different speaker, different topics, all about beginning market farming. And this is coming up Fridays, October 2nd through November 20th, and it's from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. And if people are interested in signing up for this class, they could call the Office of Extended Education at 826-3731. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking to Danielle Stubblefield.
Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, do I?
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call our listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU and KHSR for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.